Alrighty, that was Fanzamar doing Superflu. Before that, we heard Drive-In doing Apathy. And they are both going to be on the bill with Boa Flex at the iRock Cafe Friday night. That is an all-ages show, which is always nice to see. Well, let's see. The Free Dirt Band is in the process of doing a final sound check right now, but in the meantime, we got a little time. So I'm going to try to squeeze in some Chris Angel doing Down by Love and possibly even Billy Brandt doing Move On Down the Line. And they're going to be at Memphis Smoke on Sunday. Here's Grievous Angel.
going round in circles, and you passed that way before. Ain't no use in you pretending, doesn't matter anymore. Burning deep inside, it's falling out to you. Time to move on down the line. Left a letter in the mailbox, 'cause the keys don't fit the door. Ain't no good in you pretending, it doesn't matter anymore. Ain't no use in trying, ain't no use.
I'm going to bring him down and remind you you're listening to WHFR Dearborn and tell you there's so many amazing shows going on this weekend. The Corktown is having their annual barbecue on Friday night, and they are featuring Sassmouth and Punisher. There's going to be a benefit at the Bullfrog, raise money for lupus. They're having a number of bands, including Oath in Blood, Red Leader, Helen Keller, and Lewd Fira. Oh, a band called Inner Itch is going to be playing at the Ritz. And let's see what else. Carolyn Strio's got a great lineup of acoustic set going on at the Heidelberg on Saturday night, which includes Scott Daly, Jason Sheeler, and Ron Wolf, along with New Granada. That's again at the Heidelberg up in Ann Arbor Saturday night. Collateral Damage, Poker Face, and Turn Right Only are at the Token Lounge on Friday night. And don't forget that we've got the benefit at the Electronic Music Fest at Studio 54 going on Friday night with Detroit, Mr. Busy, Donald Wayne, Charles in Charge, and DJ Motor Soul. That's a benefit for WHFR that is happening at Studio 54. That is located inside the Leland Hotel on Bagley Avenue. Some other things we've got going on this weekend is Shush the Octopus is playing the Berkeley Front. This Last Breath and Passenger Point of View are playing Taylor Lane Saturday at 6 o'clock. There's going to be about four or five bands, and this will be Passenger Point of View's final show. They've said they were breaking up before, but this time they said it is their last performance. And This Last Breath, and that's happening at Taylor Lane's Saturday starting at 6. Sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I could go and check that venue out because I like all ages venues. What else is happening? Great Lake Myth Society and Timothy Monger are playing PJ's Logger House. That is going to be an acoustic unplugged set. And Mandalay is playing The New Way in Ferndale on Saturday night with Almost Free. Pillar of Autumn is playing this weekend at the Fairlane up in Southland Mall at Hot Topics. And we've got, oh gosh, I could go on and on, but it sounds like we've got time for maybe a little bit more music. No, we don't. Okay, they are ready to go. You are listening to WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5, and we will go live to the band right now. And can you hear us? Okay.
Give it up.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you just good.
Okay. All right. And we can hear you. Tell you, what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to start off with a little Latin-flavored rock jam with a little bluesy feel to it, and it's called Audio Burrito. We'll be right back.
And that is the Free Dirt Band right here on WHFR on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, I'm Mr. White, and we're here with the Free Dirt Band. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell us who the band is? Introduce all these guys.
All right, right over here on my left-hand side, of course we're on radio and you can't see that, we have Nick Hunsinger, our horn player extraordinaire, trumpet player, pro, matter of fact. And over to my right, we have Fred Grennan, bass player extraordinaire, pro, of course, too. And J-Mo on the drums. He needs a little work. No, I'm just kidding. He's awesome. Bud. He's the engine behind this whole thing. And I'm Rick, and I'm the guitar player. And we've been a band now for, what, almost 3 years now?
Been that
almost
long?
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about a year ago when you guys first came in, wasn't it?
September, yep, of 2007, I think it was. So.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Yeah, a little while, anyways.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Well, in fact, sure. You guys were a big hit at our benefit at the Lager House a couple of weeks ago.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun show there. A lot of good bands.
It was. It was a great show. And the thing is, if you really want to check out the Free Dirt Band, if you really want to dig the Free Dirt, you got to come out and see them live.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. In fact, what do you got playing live right here in the studio for us next?
Well, once I get this old reverend here in tune, he got these darn things. We've got to tune him up a little bit.
He does have to tune up. He cares about our listeners. In fact, he's doing it for your benefit out there in Radio Land.
And so I don't hear about it later. But this one's called Front Loader. All our songs have something to do with dirt. And since they're all instrumentals, they don't really have to mean much as far as titles or definition and all that good stuff. So we're going to start this one out. This is kind of a classical jazzy kind of thing. And anytime you're ready.
We'll be right back.
the Free Dirt Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you've got a big show coming up next weekend, don't you?
Yes, we do. House of Shamrocks, our official Free Dirt Dig This CD release party. And it's going to be at the House of Shamrocks in Hazel Park, May 30th, Saturday.
In fact, where exactly is the House of Shamrocks? I'm not familiar with it.
It is on John R. Road, just south of 9 Mile. It's right off of I-75.
Just north of 9 Mile.
Is it just north of 9 Mile? Well, just north. Just don't drive up and down the road after you've been there
for a while. But,
in fact, it is at 23420 John R. in Hazel Park.
Right.
Free food,
yep,
free dirt.
Yeah, we got a free barbecue happening.
Whoa.
On the barbecue.
Whoa.
So we're going to have some sliders and some dogs and some wings for everybody. And,
and some dirt.
And some free dirt, of course, you know.
And I see that's also a free show. No cover.
No cover charge.
That's right.
So
right.
This is just a big celebration. And we got,
I can dig that.
we got some great bands on the bill with us. Matter of fact, one of the bands I'm helping record right now, they're an old band, which is now new again. They're called Apostrophe X. They're from South Madison Heights. Yeah, give it up. And, they got a new singer and a new drummer and a whole new thing going on. They got the same bass player, guitar player that they've always had. So it's a whole new thing and a good old favorite band, a local band from our area. So they're bound to bring a ton of people. And, of course, we've got Elliot Moses, a blues guitar extraordinaire. Yeah, his band, The Lost Vikings, De La Muerto, they're kind enough to join us on this bill. And we get along good with Elliot. He's a good player, and we feel that we kind of mix pretty well as far as styles go. And then closing out the night will be a blues cover band, Rising Street. So we don't have to keep you waiting all night long to see Free Dirt play. So we're going to go on around 11, and then we're going to have a cover blues band come on at 12 and close the night out so we can all sit back and party and drink and eat some of that barbecue.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, in fact, it was interesting at the benefit. There was Elliot Moses and the Lost Vikings Del Muerto joined up with your show at our benefit at the Lager House.
Yep.
Sir, those guys are good. Real good. Three guitar players, right, Mr. White?
Yes,
right?
It is. And they dug you guys, too.
Yeah, that's cool. The feeling is very mutual. We dig their music a lot.
Well, what do you got? What are you going to dig for us next?
Well, right now we're going to do something that everybody digs every day. It's called worm food. It's called dirt. Not everybody, but everyone with a shovel, right? All right.
We'll be right back.
All right.
All right.
All right. In fact, one thing I wanted to ask you guys. Now, it's kind of obvious you're one of the few bands around town that don't feature a lead singer. What made you guys think that?
Well, you know, kind of started off with that in mind. And, you know, it's so hard to find a good singer, you know. And, you know, if we had a lead singer, we would be that person's band. You know what I mean? So, but not that we're not open to the idea. And we actually do have a couple guest singers help us out live once in a while on stage. We have actually the singer for Apostrophe X. He joins us once in a while. And we do, since we have a trumpet player and we are a rock band, we do a great cover version of Going the Distance by Cake.
Oh, yeah?
Which you got to have the, of course, we won't do it today because we don't have a singer, so didn't mean to.
In fact, you've had a couple of rappers sit in, too, haven't you?
Well, the Cake is kind of a storytelling rap, half singing, so that's, it sounds rappish, but it's, you know, it's we're definitely rap. Not hip-hop, but.
It's geek rap.
Yeah, it's nerd rap, exactly.
All right. But, well, it's right up our alley, hey.
That's cool.
We love but, Cake.
You know, and if we ever, you know, find the right person or one of us gets brave enough and can sound good enough, you know, we're open to the idea. So, you know, it's just kind of growing, you know, we're kind of just taking it all in as it comes around. So,
well, it's one thing that makes you guys stand out in the crowd of bands you find today.
That's what we try to tell you. In the day of American Idol, you don't have to worry about bad singing from us.
Well, enough of that
singing. Maybe bad guitar playing. But,
well, you don't need to sing if you got what you guys have. And what are you going to bring up next?
All right, we're going
to
do one called DCA is M.O.P. And DCA is actually the chords that we use. And we were going to call the song Mother of Pearl, but we thought that sounded a little too deep for us. We didn't want to dig that deep. So we just changed the title. We just kept it DCA is M.O.P. So people can figure it out or just listen to it, you know.
Well, we'll just listen.
All right. Sounds good.
Free Dirt Band.
All right.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to remind you, if you are just tuning in, you can always catch the Free Dirt Band on our podcast. It'll be available right after the 6 o'clock. And if you want to check out the other podcasts we've got, you can always go to the Live Drive at 5 MySpace site. That's MySpace/Motor Live Drive at 5. Look in the
blogs in the
blog, and you'll find a listing of all the bands we've had on the Motor Live Drive at 5 podcast. And you'll find a link. You can go directly to those performances. So you can look up who you want and go directly to their Live Drive at 5 performance.
And speaking of the MySpace site, you guys, while you were at the benefit, recorded on videotape some of your performances, which you then sent to our link. So if people wanted to see you guys performing live, they could go to the Free Dirt Band's MySpace site and see several videos, or the one from the benefit at our site.
Yeah, we had a little JVC digital camcorder gaff taped to the front of the mixing board crate that he had there. Tripod wasn't even, it was just, you know, it was all put together, and so it was a big straight stick. And I'll tell you, the audio on that thing came out pretty good. You can check that out, on our MySpace. And matter of fact, that's a song, that's one of the cover instrumentals that we do, Led Zeppelin. We're going to do that one for you right now. Immigrant Song.
All right.
By Led Zeppelin, with the trumpet is in about the same frequency range as Robert Plant. So we're going to, so we figured, hey, let's give that one a try. So we're going to rip that one out for you right here.
All right. Rip it up. Right. Now, some people may find that a little familiar.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I didn't on the last part there. So that's my own guitar playing. That's not the band.
Well, in fact, I've got a question for Nick over there. Yeah, move right up to that microphone. Now, Maley, you're a classically trained trumpet player, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I have an entirely useless degree in trumpet performance. I studied a lot of classical music for a long time, and that was mainly what I did for quite a while.
Well, in fact, now what's it like going from wearing a suit and playing with an orchestra to working with a rock band?
Well, as a musician, it's always exciting for me to do to play different things, to play different styles of music. I love the classical and orchestral repertoire, and it's so rich and it's so deep, and there's so much to it. But as a living, breathing musician, it's nice to play music by living and breathing people. So,
by dumb musicians like us. Yeah.
Whether it be contemporary art music or a rock band like this or jazz or, whatever it may be, it's just exciting to play new music.
Well, tell me, are the groupies better with the orchestra or the band?
I'm not going to comment on
that. Okay.
is that good or bad for the band?
I don't want to make a judgment. Well, it's all good.
We'll just have to get right down to more good. Music. It's all about the music. It's not about anything else. So,
let's go with that. Yeah.
What do we got next?
Well, this next one we're going to do is kind of a Satriani-sounding kind of guitar, kind of tapping kind of thing. It's called Since My Last Name is Beard, and we had a song that kind of sounded like Santana, right? J-Mo, you coined me Frank Santana, so this one we called Let Me Be Frank. So, again, it's instrumental, doesn't mean anything.
Thank you.
Free dirt. Free dirt.
Ooh. All right.
Yes, I want to remind people you can go out and catch their live show next week at the House of Shamrocks. In fact, that's right on...
John R. Road.
Yeah. You got that?
May 30th.
In fact, it's 23420 John R. in Hazel Park.
Just north of Nine Mile, right?
Okay. House of Shamrocks is on the patio. Free barbecue, free dirt. And you got to check them out live to see how hard and crunchy and rocky the free dirt really can be.
No cover.
No cover.
Yeah, it's a free show, free barbecue. And I'll tell you, the patio on this place is awesome. This guy made a permanent patio with an enclosed wall. So even in the winter, he's got the heaters going and he's got this thing just rocking out. Pool tables out there.
Wow.
So it's a rain or shine event. The patio will definitely be open. And it's going to be a good one. Four bands. We're all sharing a lot of the same equipment, so there won't be a lot of downtime. There won't be, like, five drum sets in your way, you know. So it'll be a good time for all, you know,
okay,
and a good recession fighter night out.
Okay. What's the best way for people to contact the Free Dirt Band?
Probably just through our MySpace, like every other band in the world. Just go to myspace.com/freedirtband, and you can give us an email or check it every day. And
we also have a fan club on Facebook.
Ah.
So you can join the Free Dirt Fan Club. Just search for Free Dirt Band on Facebook, and you'll find us there. No problem. We'll be the first guys that come up.
All righty.
Okay, Ed, where can people get your brand new CD, Dig This,
yep,
other than coming to the CD release party?
Well, we are available through CD Baby. You can get the physical CD through them. You can go through iTunes, Amazon, all the digital downloads of the albums out there. And we've been checking. You know, we actually got these records before the first of the year, but it takes so long for the digital download end of the retail thing to kick in that we just kind of were sitting on it till, because we didn't want to have a CD release party. They go to iTunes and it's not there. So,
well,
you know,
I'll
made
tell
that.
You.
Yeah, we did that one time. It wasn't good. So now that everything's in motion, we're ready to kick it off officially and move on to Free Dirt 2.
All right. Well, let's kick it off right now. You've got 6 minutes left. So
all
what
right
can you handle for us?
I'll tell you what. We're going to play the title track for the album, and we're going to go right into another track if we got time. This one's called Dig This. It's kind of a rock and roll kind of upbeat thing, and then we're going to go right into a Texas two-step called Roughshod. And we'd like to thank everybody out there for listening, and have a great, safe weekend. And if you see anybody in the military, tell them thanks.